You're listening to SBS News.
Senator Bernie Sanders mounted an insurgent 2016 candidacy against Hillary Clinton, and the 77-year-old has confirmed he will again seek Democratic nomination for the 2020 presidential election. Senator Sanders says it's not just about defeating current US President Donald Trump.
Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history. It is not only about winning the Democratic nomination and the general election. Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
Senator Sanders announced his candidacy in an email to supporters, in which he pledged to build a vast grassroots movement to confront what he says are special interests dominating government and politics. Senator Sanders is asking for 1 million people to sign up and start his push for the White House.
They may have the money and the power. We have the people. That is why we need 1 million Americans who will commit themselves to this campaign. You know as well as I do that we are living in a pivotal and dangerous moment in American history. We are running against a president who is a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy as he leads us in an authoritarian direction. I am running for president because now more than ever, we need leadership that brings us together, not divides us up.
77-year-old Senator Sanders says he will push for many of the issues that propelled him to more than 13 million votes in 2016. They include universal health care, raising the minimum wage, and free public college tuition. Senator Sanders is seen as among the leaders in opinion polls of prospective 2020 candidates. It's a remarkable turnaround for someone who, 3 years ago, was seen as a protest candidate from the political fringe. Today, Senator Sanders is one of the most popular politicians among Democratic voters, and his progressive proposals have been embraced by the party's leading figures. However, this time around, he faces a field more heavily populated with other Liberal progressives, which may make it more difficult for him to create the same groundswell of support he did in 2016. Senator Sanders has been an unstinting critic of President Trump, but despite bearing the brunt of the veteran senator's criticisms, President Trump says he wishes Senator Sanders well.
Personally, I think he missed his time, but I like Bernie because he is one person that, you know, on trade, he sort of would agree on trade. I'm being very tough on trade. He would suffer on trade. The problem is he doesn't know what to do about it. We're doing something very spectacular on trade. But I wish Bernie well. It'll be interesting to see how he does. I think what happened to Bernie maybe was not so nice. I think he was taken advantage of. He ran great 4 years ago, and he was not treated with respect by Clinton. And that was too bad. I thought what happened to Bernie Sanders 4 years ago was quite sad as it pertains to our country. So we'll see how he does.
Senator Sanders is a former mayor of Burlington, Vermont, and first won his seat in the House of Representatives in 1990. At the time, he was the first independent elected to the House in 40 years. He won a seat in the US Senate in 2006 and was voted in for a third six-year term last year. Matt Connellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.